Our conversation with Vince Wilfork is sponsored by Witt Big Y World Class Market, Drop Cam, and the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Andy, one of our producers, just said, hey, Vince, your new commercial with your son's really well done.
Yeah.
Got everybody going now.
Everybody going.
The old adage in football is if you run the football and stop the run, that's the recipe for success. Well, both of those things sure happened yesterday.
Yep. We played the game the way we wanted to play it, you know, and we talked all the week about going in there and trying to establish a run game up front and offensively and defensive lines, understanding what the game was going to be, how we needed to play to win. And I think we did a real good job of that. So I think games just going to come down to us executing game plans. I mean, we've been doing a great job just coming to work, focused, and getting the game plans and, you know, preparing well on the practice field. And you can kind of get that feeling, you know, by the end of Thursday after that practice, going into Friday, you kind of get that feeling that week that we kind of got it, you know. And, you know, times when we didn't get it, we go into Friday practice, is kind of a little shaky. But for the most part this year, we've been doing a real good job of coming in through the week and just understanding who we playing, how we need to play the game, and being able to execute. And when we do that, we be successful. So it just goes to show, you know, just execution and preparing well, we can do some good things.
Do you have any Jonas Gray stories for us? Like you saw him in training camp, you knew he had some, or practice squad, whatever it was. I mean, that seemed to come out of nowhere.
No, he just practiced hard. I mean, even on scout team, running the ball, he's a tough runner. Going all the way back, you know, early in the year, he's just one of those things where he was on show team for us and giving us looks, giving us great looks and everything. And it was just a good chance for him to showcase what he's been doing all this while in the practice. Now he got a chance to go out and get rewarded and have a performance he had last night. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, he deserved it because he worked his tail off. I mean, offensive line, the backs, the tight ends, the fullback, you know, they really came in that game. And I think the whole team fed off of them. Establishing the run game, I think defensively we looked at them and said, you know what, this is exactly how we practice. This is what we wanted to do. And offense just led the way, and they did it all night. And we was just biting at the bit defensively. And then we showed up defensively in the run game. So it's going to start there. You know, it always starts up front. I'm a truly believer in that. It starts up front with us. And the more we can play like that, the better we'll be offensively and defensively.
You know, I just heard today that he's a comedian, Jonas Gray. So you have some in-house entertainment when you go on the road. Maybe you can have him do a set, 15, 20-minute set, and see what he has.
That's news to my ears. Man, that's news to my ears. I've been around all this while. We haven't had no skits, no nothing. Well, we might have to put him up in front of the team Wednesday.
There it is. See? Just gave you a little tip there.
Vince, I did the math for these guys. Trent Richardson, Amon Bradshaw, two veteran backs, had a combined 14 carries for 4 yards. That's just over 10 inches a run. Was that were you guys just winning one-on-one battles? Was it the game plan? Was it execution? All of the above?
I mean, it was all of the above. We just we understood how we needed to play the game. And one of the ways we wanted to play the game was being physical at the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively. So, but we got to do a better job on the quarterback. He had 15 yards on 3 carries. So now we have to shift our focus to, you know, stopping quarterbacks in the run game.
Yeah, with Andrew Luck, he's a guy who can win a game with his legs. Do you, from the inside where you're playing, do you have to do something different, or is that something the ends have to take care of?
I mean, that's all part of the pass game where, you know, rush lane discipline. And I think the times that, you know, we didn't have it, he got those yardage. But, I mean, our main focus is the run game. If Andrew wanted to run the ball 30 times, so be it. You know, and, but we knew how dangerous he was extending plays and being able to get out the pocket if he needed to try to get the ball downfield, or, you know, to make some yardage with his legs. So for the most part, we did a pretty good job. And I'm just happy the way we came up in the run game, because we talked about it. We put emphasis on it every week of the run game. And you know what? The more we do that and the more we play like this, the better we'll be.
Talking with Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork, you're probably better positioned than anybody to talk about the Patriots offensive line and the way they've played really the last 6 weeks since Stork went in the middle, Wendell and Conley went to the guards, Vollmer and Solder obviously at the tackles. This whole unit seems to have solidified. Are they doing things differently? What happened that made them such a good unit all of a sudden?
We executing well as a team. I mean, it's from day one we wanted to execute the way that we're doing, but for some reason we didn't. So, but now all of a sudden that it's starting to come together and guys starting to see and prepare well, and the things starting to fall in place with the game plans, with individuals. Just execution, you know, and sticking to our guns, sticking to what we believe in, whatever it may be that week, we stick to it. And the more we can stick to our game plan, the better we'll be as a team. So from here on out, that's how we got to approach the games. You know, we want to win every week. We want to win. And every week is going to be a different game plan. But at the same time, we got to be able to stick to our guns and what we want to do. And if we need to switch up something, we make those adjustments during the game. So, but the more we play as a unit, the three phases of the game, the more we play together and play good football, we could continue to stay on track. So our goal is to stay on track, and that's been offense, defense, and special team. And we definitely got areas that we still can clean up. We haven't played our best football yet, because there's still some areas that we do need to clean up, and we will get them cleaned up and fixed going forward, because little mistakes can, you know, lead to big things. And that's one of the things right now we don't need a bunch of little mistakes turn into a big one and it cost us. So we just got to continue to just stay focused and continue to just grind it away. Just grind at the bit, chop at the bit, and just keep punching away, focus, and just treat it one game at a time. And have great practices. And that's the one thing that you know, we can't overshadow is being able to leave a practice feeling good about what we've accomplished on the practice field. And for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing that.
I did want to ask you about that communication specifically. I remember the Kansas City game. It was all over the place, the communication. How do you think you guys turned the corner? And did you sense it was happening? I mean, you had some injuries. You know, Mayo's out. He's one of your big communicators. And you got Hightower in there now. You got Collins. Some different guys who had some roles on them that they're not accustomed to having. How'd you turn the corner there?
I think everybody, individuals, stepped up. And I think the coaching staff did a real good job of making the game simple. You know, just narrowing everything we've done, narrowing it down, and showing us how we want to play the game, what we want to do. And I think it was up to us as individuals to take it upon ourselves to make it happen. And I think that was one of the main things leading up until now. I think everybody, individual place, they level, it went up. And we talked about everybody's stepping their level of play up, and we have. So every week, you got to step it up each week a little bit more. And every week, it's got to keep going up, keep going up, keep going up. So we know the later you get in the season, the more tougher games get. You start dealing with different types of elements. So approach to games may be a little different. Game plan may be a little different, but execution is always the key. If you can't execute, you're going to have problems. But for the most part, we've been doing a real good job of executing our game plan, and it started in practice. Once we can lead the field, understanding we got a good handle on what we want to do, good things have happened for us. So we're going to continue to do that here and out.
Vince, J.J. Watt caught a touchdown pass yesterday. You played with a defensive guy, Mike Vrabel, I think, caught 10. Did you, any level, have you ever gone out for a pass, college, high school, pro?
Yeah, high school. You know, okay. Those was my last
any
offensive
interest?
Plays. At this time, look here, it is what it is.
Stop that. What do you really want to say?
Nope.
You want to be out there?
Nope.
You want to be a tight end?
Nope.
If they sent you out, would you
I'm
be?
I'm a defensive player.
Okay. I know you're a defensive player. So is J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I'm a defensive player. So 11 years I've been a defensive player, so I'm continuing to be a defensive player.
Okay, put you out there in a little swing pass.
Hey.
If the coach is offered, would you be up for the idea?
Hey, I'm here to help the team.
There we go.
So
they showed a replay last night. You got doubled by the center and the guard, kind of slid your way down the line, made the tackle, I think, on Richardson for no gain. And as I'm watching the replay, I'm thinking, when was the last time Vince saw a single block? When was that?
I see single blocks.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. And, you know, plays happen differently. There's different ways to play things. I mean, but I do see them. I can't sit here and say I'm double every play, and that's a lie. But I see him. But you know, my whole career is, I just do what I can do to help my teammates. You know, if it's taking two, if it's single block, if I'm isolated on a person or play, whatever it is, I try to take advantage of whatever the situation may be. So it don't matter. It don't matter to me what happens. As long as we're getting the W's and we playing sound, that's the only thing that matters to me.
It's always good to see you, especially after a win, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming
always in. Always better.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Vince Wilfork, sponsored by Big Y World Class Market, Drop Cam, and New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Dale and Holly, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Callahan.
Think of what just happened. I don't know how many weeks ago.
Michael, stand by FanDuel.
There's no debate. They're the favorite to win it all. Right?
All right, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I mean,
the Patriots are the overwhelming favorite to get to
the Super Bowl.
There's nobody
yeah. waiting for the real right. story. Honestly, it was impossible to imagine on November 17th that it would be all set up for the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl.
Dennis and Callahan with Minahan. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI and WEEI.com. Boston.
All right. The football playoffs aren't far off. How's your fantasy football team? You wish you could start over? You can at FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, set a new lineup each week with absolutely no upfront fees. And entry fees start at just $1. Win real money each week. Actually, FanDuel.com will pay out over $170 million this season. Wouldn't you like a piece of it? Get in the FanDuel action today by going to FanDuel.com and clicking on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and typing in my code. It's a very secret code. It's my last name, H-O-L-L-E-Y. Don't forget that E. If you're new to FanDuel, there's an added bonus. They'll match your first deposit up to $200. That's a free $200. Offer is only good for the first 500 people who use my code, Holly. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the next Matt Nichols. Matt's from Ohio and turned a $25 deposit into over 25 grand playing fantasy football at FanDuel.com. I have to hit him up. I probably went to high school with him. He owes me money. Remember, FanDuel lets you set a new team every week with entry fees beginning at just $1. Be sure to use Holly, H-O-L-L-E-Y, to get the $200 new user match.
Irish sensation Conor McGregor battles Dennis Seaver. Plus, Benson Henderson takes on Eddie Alvarez. Don't miss UFC Live at TD Garden Sunday, January 18th. Tickets starting at $40. On sale this Thursday at Ticketmaster.com.
GEICO presents American Legends. Legend has it that off the coast of Plymouth Rock lies the wrecked hull of the Mayflower, and that it's filled with Pilgrim gold. Yes, Pilgrim gold. Of course, if you don't have a reliable snorkel, switch to GEICO. After all, saving lots of money on your car insurance is way better than finding out Pilgrim gold is just old-timey speak for corn niblets.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today, GEICO's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Andy.
Hi, I'm Penny.
Yes, sir.
Used to think I was lucky.
You got to come back.
But then you dropped me down here.
At some point,
I get
maybe
it.
It's
I'm
a 5 o'clock
a
hour.
Not like the
with
hundreds
Bill saying,
of dollars you could save.
Jerry, it's a pleasure to be on with
GEICO.
You and all that stuff.
That's money you could put
you
in a
bust
bank.
His balls on that.
Okay, 520.
Call
520,
GEICO.
Perfect.
I'll be here on the floor.
GEICO. Oh, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com.
We got Teddy for final drive today.
Hi, I'm Chad Shinicky, college dropout.
Well, if he's out at 5, he's leaving now, so why don't we just save it for tomorrow?
Flip system.
Okay.
We're going to have fun with it tomorrow.
Yeah,
over
we'll
50
do that.
Million in real estate. And one.
Dale, you're going to be a little bit early to trending now, just slightly.
Is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings. For instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-707-7814. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Boston area. Call 800-707-7814. 800-707-7814.
Christian Fourier bought his vehicle from Clark Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Methuen.
Great experience and always a great deal. Yeah, the people were great. You walk in there, everybody says hello to you. I feel like I'm at Cheers. You got the car that I wanted, and you beat the price that I originally came in there with. So, you know, that was easy. I mean, really, that was easy.
It's the Big Finish event. For only $199 a month, you can lease either a new Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 or a new Patriot Latitude 4x4 with zero down. Visit ClarkJeep.com. That's ClarkJeep.com.
This is Amy Sterling, and she has never told a lie.
Actually, that's not true. In June of 1987, I told my neighbor I'd be glad to lend her my bike. But I wasn't glad.
Oh, wow. Well, that's very honest of you to admit.
I'm big on the truth.
Oh, well, Amy, if you love honesty, you're going to love how clear One Deposit checking is from Citizens Bank. They tell you up front that one deposit of any amount, each statement period, waives the monthly maintenance fee.
So is there a minimum balance?
Nope.
But what's the minimum monthly deposit?
There's no minimum.
Promise?
Yep.
Pinky swear?
With both pinkies.
Well, okay. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
I like you too.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not.
Oh. One deposit checking, only from Citizens Bank. One deposit of any amount each statement period waives the monthly maintenance fee. It's how Citizens Bank is helping you bank better by being clear about fees.
Member FDIC, Citizens Bank is a brand name of Citizens Bank N.A.
One of the Western Conference's most underrated teams, the Phoenix Suns, come to Boston for their one and only visit tonight. See it exclusively on Comcast Sportsnet. Watch the Suns versus the Celtics tonight at 7 with Mike and Tommy, only on Comcast Sportsnet.
Patriots Monday, Patriots Friday, the best Pats coverage. Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM, and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Now from Giant Glass, the WEEI, trending now. Call 1-800-54-GIANT.
It's 5 o'clock, trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Patriots beat Colts 42-20 last night. In Indianapolis, Jonas Gray, 199 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. Pats are now 8-2. They've got the best record in the AFC. Next up, home game next Sunday against the NFC North-leading Detroit Lions. Pablo Sandoval is at Fenway Park even as we speak, visiting with the Boston Red Sox, meeting with them. By the way, there are several media reports that say before John Lester meets with the Chicago Cubs tomorrow, he will have already met with the ownership group of the Boston Red Sox. For exclusive reports on the Sox hot stove, make sure you log on to WEEI.com and check out the Full Count blog. Bruins back in action tomorrow night at the Garden against the Blues. Celtics back in action tonight at the Garden against the Phoenix Suns. Boston weather, well, it's still pouring out there. 47 degrees in downtown Boston. Trending Now brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture Stores. Trending Now is also brought to you by AT&T, mobilizing your world. I'm Dale Arnold. That's Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
AT&T covers over 99% of all Americans, which means you'll be able to call, text, and browse from more places than ever. Get the speed and reliability of AT&T. AT&T, building you a better network.
This is Patriots Monday. On Sports Radio WEEI, presented by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And brought to you in part by Gillette Flexball, the official shave of your New England Patriots. And by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. Is the Dale and Holly Show.
Then he heads straight for Belichick, tells him, I'm going to dance, coach, all right? I'm going to stick my tongue out and dance. There you go.
Dale Arnold and Michael Holly.
I just go and run, and just like it's practice, we're going to go full speed and go out there and just keep on driving until you go down and you hear the whistle.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Holly, Sports Radio WEEI. Before we spring Jerry Thornton, because his work here is done. Although I get the feeling he might try to sneak down the hallway, if you know what I mean. Now that he's in the building and nobody can actually stop him.
What's the tagline? If it lasts longer than 4 hours,
well, that's the only
reason. Contact a doctor.
Fellas, that's the only reason I'm still hanging out, because I actually can't stand up for a couple of minutes. Is there water out there? Some cold water?
Plenty of it.
So your first Patriots Monday is in the books here at Gillette.
Yes.
It was sort of okay for you?
It was. Here's the deal. You know, you guys build up these people like they're mythological figures and stuff.
Yeah,
act like they're larger than life. You know what they are?
What?
They are my close personal friends. That's right. They're just buddies to me. They're just guys that I hang out with. You heard Bill say, "We'll see you later. We'll hang out," you know? I'm going to say it's been a couple minutes, and I now like him better than anybody in my life. Sorry. I got three older brothers. I realized they were never that nice
Screw
to me.
Them. Yeah.
How about the wife, Jer? How about the wife?
She's a close second.
I mean, 1A, 1B. Sorry. Sorry, my Irish Rose, but you never made me feel the way he did. No, that was great. Thank you for having me in. And yeah, Bill and I are probably going to go out and grab dinner now. Something. Maybe
he's
break
say,
down some film together.
He's going to say, I'm playing a character on the radio, you goof. This is not real.
You know,
I don't know you. I don't like you.
You know what you could do? We got this great spread that Davio's brings us every Monday. Davio's from right here.
Sure.
I mean, they're all over the place, but right here at Patriot
don't
Place.
Do it.
So you go get yourself a big old steak out there.
Less is more.
Take it down the
no,
hall.
No, don't.
Knock
don't.
On the door.
Stalker.
Hey, Bill.
Stalker.
Is there this
This is not how you build a relationship, okay? Okay.
Take it from Captain Friendzone.
Captain
Friendzone.
Captain Friendzone says this is not the way you do it, okay? You got to have a little mystery to you. You got to have a little bad boy to you.
Well, so okay? I should wait 3 days before I text,
or don't text at all.
I
keep
don't
them
text.
Guessing. Captain Friendzone says, keep them guessing.
I don't text. I don't do you face, my face, Insta's face, whatever he said. Well, before I leave, though, I'm going to go see if I can find Mr. Kraft. You know,
why not?
Just
I mean,
give him a, hey,
you're
hey,
in
how
the
are
building
you?
Now, so you might as well just make the rounds, go to office like, to office.
It's like gambling. Quit while you're ahead. you're in a positive space right now. You don't want to leave with any type of deficit.
Good point.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jerry Thornton beginning his run with us as our third man in and his first Patriots Monday down here at Gillette. We've talked to everybody now. We talked to Teddy Bruschi. We've talked to Bill Belichick. We've talked to Vince Wilfork. So we've got a lot of time for you. I will tell you, and we put a lot of thought into this, Teddy Bruschi joins us every Patriots Monday at 3. And we came to the realization, dopes that we are, it didn't happen sooner, many of you are working at 3 o'clock. Many of you are, you know, hard at work, making a living, doing what you do, and that many of you don't get to hear what we consider to be one of the best segments we do all week. So for our final drive on Patriots Mondays, we're going to bring back a little Teddy Bruschi for you. Those of you who didn't get a chance to visit with him, didn't get a chance to hear him, you'll get a chance at 5:45 today to hear some of the Teddy Bruschi interview from earlier.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And one of the things, not to give away all of it, not a spoiler alert for you guys who just got out of work, but one of the things he said he was fired up about at home watching this game yesterday was the block that resulted in a 15-yard penalty for Rob Gronkowski, where he just kept driving and driving and driving and driving Sergio Brown until he pretty much put him in the parking lot of Lucas Oil Stadium. But it was just the message in Teddy's eyes. It was the message that the Patriots were sending to the Colts. We can score a lot of points, but we're not soft.